This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Belton. Haiti's government on Tuesday formally appointed Ariel Henry as prime minister nearly 2 weeks after President Jovenel Moïse was gunned down. Henry assumed the role of de facto leader of the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation in a ceremony in the capital, Port-au-Prince. He began his inaugural speech with a minute of silence for the slain president. Haiti has been struggling with lawlessness fueled by violent gangs, and Henry said he wants to create conditions for as many people as possible to vote in elections, which are currently scheduled for September. The U.S. Justice Department says Thomas Barrick, a billionaire friend of Donald Trump who chaired the former president's inaugural fund, has been arrested on charges including unlawful foreign lobbying and obstruction of justice. Barrick is accused of unlawfully advancing the interests of the United Arab Emirates in the United States. He is also alleged to have lied to FBI agents during an interview about his dealings with the United Arab Emirates. And the White House said Tuesday it's exploring ways the United States can aid the people of Cuba engaged in anti-government protest and also hold the Cuban government accountable for repressing freedom in the island nation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Tuesday that the U.S. is working to identify Cuban officials responsible for attacks on peaceful protesters. At the same time, she said the U.S. is looking to increase access to the internet in Cuba, boost humanitarian assistance, and devise a workable remittance system for Cuban expatriates to send money to their relatives in Cuba without the Cuban government taking it away. The White House said Monday that several administration officials met with a group of Cuban-American leaders to listen to their policy recommendations and concerns, and the Biden administration has said Cuba is a top priority. VOA News. Heavy rainfall forced the subway system in Jiangsu, capital of China's Henan province, to shut down on Tuesday, stranding passengers. Riders posted videos on social media as they awaited rescue in waist-high muddy waters. Around 300 people have been rescued so far, and an unknown number remain trapped. Henan province, home to about 94 million people, experienced severe rains through the past week. On Tuesday, the region's meteorological station issued the highest threat level, a red warning, as rains are expected to continue for the next 24 hours. Extreme weather events have surged this summer in China. Recent flooding in Sichuan province killed hundreds of citizens and forced thousands to evacuate the area. Officials of Greenpeace International, an environmental group, warned that China's rapid urbanization will increase the frequency of climate disasters. Billionaire Jeff Bezos was back on Earth safely Tuesday after a 10-minute suborbital flight aboard Blue Origin's new Shepard spacecraft. After the capsule touched down near Van Horn, Texas, Bezos gave an assessment. He said, "Best day ever." The world's richest man blasted off Tuesday from a remote desert launch site in Texas as he became the second billionaire to self-fund a trip to space this month. The fully automated rocket reached an altitude of about 106 kilometers, at which point the booster separated from the capsule and returned to Earth, landing upright near the launch site. The crew was able to experience weightlessness for 3 to 4 minutes before returning to Earth in the capsule, which made a parachute landing. The altitude surpassed the 85-kilometer mark reached by British billionaire Richard Branson on July 11th, when he and five crewmates flew aboard his Virgin Galactic rocket-powered space plane. Bezos founded his space company with the goal of creating permanent space colonies where people will live and work. Malian strongman Colonel Assimi Gota survived an assassination attempt at a mosque in Bamako on Tuesday and the latest blow to stability in a country reeling from two military coups in less than a year. Witnesses say a man with a knife tried to attack Gota after prayers at the capital's Grand Mosque for an Islamic festival. Gota is a special forces colonel who was named transitional president in May. He later appeared on state television and said that's part of being a leader. His office released a statement saying that Gota was safe and sound after what was labeled an assassination attempt. Security had subdued the attacker, and investigations are ongoing, according to the president's office. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.